hey, here's your Wednesday pop-up podcast. I was going to talk about the Cardinals and how they're 1-9-1 at home in their last 11 games, but then the Diamondbacks game happened last night and this morning, and so I have to talk about that. They end up winning in 19 innings, guys. So if you're a Diamondback fan, you're probably a little bleary-eyed at work today or going to work today. Be patient with those that are fans of the team because they probably stayed up until 1:34 this morning when the final pitch was thrown. That's right. Game ended at 1:34 this morning. What I love about games like last night and this morning, A, the Diamondbacks did win 3-2 in 19. Vargas gets the game-winning hit. He also hit a home run of the night to send the game into extra innings. I like that. It was the longest game in the history of Chase Field. But here's some of the numbers from last night and some of the performances that stood out to me. Okay, so let's go through this. The game took 6 hours and 53 minutes. Torey Lovello used 30 players. The two teams combined threw 594 pitches. There were just 26 hits. Think about that. 26 hits between the two teams in the 19-inning game. In the 15th inning, players from both teams, this part of it's pretty cool, players from both teams started having a cheer competition against one another because there's no one left in the stands. So the two teams are acting like they're back in Little League. I think that's pretty funny. St. Louis blew 2 1-run leads. Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run again, second night in a row, this time in the 13th inning. And so he got involved in the act. Yadier Molina, the St. Louis Cardinal catcher, caught the whole game, did all 19 innings behind home plate last night. Torey Lovello switched out. Avila switched out for Carson Kelly. Carson Kelly actually scored the game-winning run. 6 hours, 53 minutes the time of game. There were 48 strikeouts, 24 pitchers used. The Diamondbacks used 13, which is a team record for pitchers in the game. Other than that, there's nothing else going on. But here's the thing. It's great when you win this game. It's great that you play the game until 1:34 in the morning. Fans are excited. Everybody's happy today about that. But baseball has struggled in recent years with this issue of length of games. And if these long extra innings, these marathon games, are not good for players' safety. You know, you're asking players to continue to be out there and essentially play two games back-to-back and then have to turn around and play today. So should there be a cap on the innings that are played? Should you start out an extra inning game by the 11th, putting a player at second base to start the inning out? It's kind of like in overtime. We used to love the fact that in football, they would just keep going and going and going. In basketball, they keep going too. We had a tie earlier this season, of course, with the Arizona Cardinals, and nobody likes a tie. It is like kissing your sister. I'm not suggesting that baseball go about it with ties, but as we look at the game moving forward, for all the pitchers that were used last night and this morning, and for those of you that are around my age, you know, middle of life, in your 40s and 50s, you're sitting there saying, well, what is the deal? This is what we've grown up seeing. Yeah, but now you have players' unions involved that are worried about the overuse of a player in a game that goes on this long. Do I understand that? No, I don't. I really don't. I think there's other issues that baseball has, like, I don't know, speeding up the game, number of mound visits, so on and so forth. We can get into that as another rant. But for me, I like the long extra inning games. I like what last night and this morning was all about. It doesn't happen very often. And when it happens, do you really need to shut it down? I'm sure that there are others out there that feel as though this is something that should be addressed. I'm betting you this will be a national topic today on talk shows, filling in the blanks, filling in segments, saying let's just debate this back and forth. I look at it and say, I don't see the problem here. I think it was a lot of fun. Now, other stuff today. We got about 45 seconds. I started doing these. I said, I'm going to do 5 minutes on the dot because you guys are busy. All right. I'm busy. I have things I need to go do. But the Cardinals get back to work today. So I will get into this 1-9-1 at home in the last 11 home games. So I'm not picking on them. The numbers don't lie. 1 win, 9 losses, 1 tie at home in the last 11 games. So when I hear all about protect the nest and all that stuff, win some games at home. You know, this is unacceptable for the fan that puts down their hard-earned money, takes their family, pays to park, gets in line, goes in the stadium, and then they see this. And the Cards have allowed 16 sacks through 3 games. I'm telling you, Seattle's going to come in here with Davey and Clowney, who was not good last week, and he's going to have something to prove against Kyler Murray. All right, get out of here. Enjoy your Wednesday.